Hi, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Lightship, and here we are again, another day of healing. So we'll just talk about the lightship briefly. It comes here once every 2,000 years. It's creation energy itself coming to do the ascension. And that's the lightship. All beings of the light are created on this lightship, and from there they go off into their own particular life as a spirit, and then that's how you got here. You decided to come here somehow, and you're here now. So, and you can't get out. This is why they come every 2,000 years. So this is one of the few places, maybe the only one, that you come in here and you can't leave, like the song Hotel California by the Eagles. We're programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So anyway, the lightship is here to help everybody if they wish to do the ascension. We do sample healings on this show. The show is to mainly get you more into your body with your spirit, which is what's needed for the ascension process. It isn't actually, it's more than needed. You must be in your body to have this process take place, which means you have to release the densities. And that's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago from the lightship. The same process is holds true now as it did then. So we're going to first do some entity releasing. And this is to get rid of these energies that are in your body, emotional bodies of other people that passed on. And there's other bodies that could be attached to you also, which we won't get into. That's a whole other show. But those are the dark side energies that come into us. But basically, we're going to get rid of the ones that are floating around here, which you may call ghosts. So we're working from the bottom of your feet, working our way up to the top of our head. So again, if you wish to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, a lot of people already have her up there, but if you're new to the program, just click on Creation Lightship Healing, scroll down about an inch and a half on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a light beam there. If you wish to communicate, then click on the BBS Fast Chat underneath the light beam, and you can talk to us by typing information in on the left-hand side of your screen. So we're taking away entities still here, and the light beam is helping you do that, along with your spirit. The lightship only works with your spirit energy. So it connects with that, and then from there, that energizes your spirit more, and then you're able to do more healings in your body, along with having the lightship, these energies actually help you during the healing process. And since they created you, they know all about you, and that's how the healings work. So we're working now up past our knees to our waist. And now working solar plex area. And going up now, shoulders, neck, head. And here we go. Looks good. And we're going to release some other energies that are here. These are entities that we call, which are emotional bodies of people. So let's work on some of the energies that are down on this planet, some in the name of God, as far as rituals and different things like that. Remember, there's a lot of religions out there that pray to energies, and naturally when you pray, you're praying outside of yourself. And sometimes there's a lot of witchcraft energy, mind control energy, which people attach to, and they may not even know about this here. So we're going to release some energies out of people. There's energies that float around here, might be energies from sorcerers, could be energies that might be a physical animal, like a wolf, and other things like that here. So we're going to release these from you. Some people have actually seen negative dragons attach themselves to you also, but we'll get these energies away from you too here. So these are actual, we'll say, animal energies that the dark side has used to capture. I've had people who've had a lot of energies from chickens. Those are used in witchcraft and other sorcery type of energy. So we're going to release those energies from you, too. So just concentrate right now. If you would, do a body scan. Just feel your body energy. And right now what's being released from you are these energies that people have perpetrated on you through spells and curses and witchcraft. And we'll get off what we can in this short amount of time. And again, this is like a sample healing. I do this healing for about an hour in length if you're interested in doing this here. to release these energies from you. Okay. That feels good. We're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body. So here we go. On a count to 10, to command the energy, and your spirit is helping do this here. Nothing, all the lightship healings, and nothing is done without your spirit's involvement with the healings. So I need to definitely tell you that. I haven't said that in other shows typically. But your spirit is always there working on your behalf to heal you. So it's not as if we're calling upon an energy outside of yourself for the healing. Even though the lightship created you, your spirit must be present as a conduit for this healing to take place. So I hope that's understood by all of you here, that your spirit has to be with you for the healings in order to have the lightship help you. This is why they do healing sessions on you, to bring more of you into your body so you can have a much greater healing. So here we go, bringing more of you into your body. You might feel the energy around you. Some spirits walk into the front of people. Some come into the crown. Some come into the heart chakra. And your spirit knows what it wants to do, so I don't stipulate how it has to come in. Here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Got a comment on the fast chat here that the person is coughing. That could be true too, as energies are being released. It could be attached to your throat chakra or even your abdominal area, and it's coming up out of your mouth. This is maybe how it came in, so it's coming out that same way. So here we go. More of you is coming in now. If you have any physical problems with your body, just think of those areas right now. Command your spirit to allow healing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's put some music on for just a minute or so here and see how this healing has helped you. Do a body scan. Ask your spirit. Do a chakra alignment, and your chakras only go out of alignment because of mind control, mind thought energies being attached to you, being connected to you through the mind energy itself. So your body has to protect itself so it won't have its energy stolen, so the chakras change the location of the way the energy is coming to you. So here we go. We're going to go to your heart center, realign that for you. Perfect. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Power chakra, good. Second chakra, good. First chakra, good. Do an opening for those who wish to have their chakras opened up a little bit larger than normal. We go body width. This also helps to aid in your healing process. Here we go. Use the word spin to open them up. So heart chakra, spin, 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 spin. Boy, a lot of energy there going out. Spin, 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 open. People have heart situations there. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open, good. Third eye, spin, 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 good. Power chakra, spin, 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 good. Second chakra, spin, 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 good. First chakra, spin, 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 good. Wonderful. And now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. And the mind to heart drop, we're taking the mental body, your awakening consciousness, the thoughts inside of your head, what you think with. We're going to drop that down into your heart. And you're going to know that you're there if the thoughts that you have resonate feel like you're out of your chest, you know, area. If you're still inside of your head, then you're not into the heart yet. So this is how you can tell. People say, well, how do I tell if I'm heart-centered? Well, that's where your thought should come with. And then you can kind of visualize, once you're there, maybe having ears on your heart, a mouth on your heart, eyes on your heart. So here we go, dropping down, this mental body, going down. So here we go, I'll count to 10, like an elevator, going down, 10th floor down to the first. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And just stay there. Communicate with your spirit and ask for healing. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there in cyberspace. Sylvia, are you out there?
Hi, yes, I'm here. And hi, and welcome, everyone. And thank you for those wonderful clearings and the entity release and all of those things that you did to start out the hour. And I'll just go to the fast chat and see if we have any requests or questions over there right now. If you're new to this program or if you're listening for the first time and you'd like to participate with us, you can just go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio. And the way you get to it is by going to any of the times that were listed on the main station page for Station 1. You can go to, you know, Wednesday slot at 7 o'clock or any other of our time slots and just click on Creation Lightship and it'll take you to our page. And then just scroll down the page. You'll see a beautiful light being on your monitor screen. And just below that is a link that says BBS Fast Chat. If you click on that, you can enter your name and your question or your request, and then we'll try to get to as many of those as we can. So the first one I see here, Ron, is a request for disconnection from mind control.
Okay, so this will kind of put you in a bubble. The lightship will do this for you. Remember, the mind control energy can be the 60-cycle current in your room affecting you and your body. And it could also be energies that are targeted to you from the dark side or just being targeted in general. It can also be the EMF radiations around cellular towers, etc., TV stations, radio stations. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and you should feel yourself released from these energies here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then we'll do a parallel life clearing now. So just kind of take note of how you feel. And the parallel life clearing takes you out of the dark side universes here. And these universes are dark side clones, if you would, of the Earth and clones of your physical body. And this can look like a past life to you. It can also be deja vu. And this is why a lot of times you can pick up an illness out of nowhere, and it would come from these parallel lives because your spirit may be infected by something from another lifetime. So here we go, that you should not be in. So we'll take you out of 10 lifetimes. So first lifetime, and second, and third, and fourth, and fifth, and sixth, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So you should feel a little different right now. You might feel a little more in your body, a little more solid. Remember, when you're in your body, you're heavy. When you're out of your body, you're light. And that's a way to tell if you're in your body, too, is how you're actually feeling. Or if you do feel a change, and becoming heavier means that you're going into your body more, coming into these densities. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so how about a couple of questions? Let's see, we have a question from Ed on how to release original entrapment here by ET self-appointed gods.
Well, boy, that's a good one, Ed. First of all, through all of your past lives, everybody's past lives, there's probably always been a church around or something that you would go to and worship outside of yourself. So if you ever went to a church and you prayed to something, doesn't matter what it is, a deity, at least you could probably see the physical reference to that. It might be like some of the Indian gods, you know, where they have the statues that you can pray to. So that's, again, praying outside of yourself to an energy in the God plane. Or you pray to something that was invisible as a god. So churches do that, too. And, again, like I said, check out the movie The Mist. That's one thing about opening up vortexes And then there's another movie out, which I'm not getting the name exactly here. Do you recall what it was, Sylvia? Yeah, 10,000 BC, there we go. And 10,000 BC also is how people have prayed to a god and how that god was destroying people. And people, and that movie's very good. If you question it, you say, is there a god around? Well, yeah, people are praying to gods, maybe thousands of them, and they're bringing the energy into this earth plane. So those two movies are very good to watch to understand what's kind of happening here. And they could be actually invisible. Remember, once you connect to something outside of yourself and it is invisible, like if you go to a church and they say, let's pray to God, well, if you don't know what you're connecting to, your energy is connecting to something because they want to take your energy to the dark side. So remember, the light does not need any of your energy. You're created, you're hatched basically like a little chicken, and you're off to do your life. This is much like the way it is here on Earth. Once you leave your mother, then you're basically on your own, and that's the way the light ship feels too. You have free choice. When you connect yourself to something that's outside of yourself, now you're connecting yourself to something that is not of the light. And it doesn't matter what you're taught. Most systems here, belief systems, are incorrect. And once you realize that, you really get kind of confused because you feel that you've been lied to for your whole lifetime. And then that brings up anger, and which is okay to realize that you've been screwed over your whole life by a religious practice. And just go back to the teachings of Jesus, it's all inside of you. So your only connection to the divine is your spirit. Nothing else is going to connect. When you do healings, if you do that with people, we've got people asking about Reiki healings. You know, if you're not using your spirit energy to heal with, and you're using your body, mind energy, controlling energies that you bring in, you know, I see people going to meditations or something before they do healing work or whatever. But what are they bringing in? If they're not connecting to their spirit and their heart, and they're going out somewhere else getting some kind of attunement done to themselves or invoking some energy to come in, if you're not heart-centered and you don't have your spirit connect to that energy first to bring it into someone else, then you're giving them a psychic attack energy and actually hooking them up to the dark side. So you want to remember that everything in the mind is darkness because the darkness is controlled by the dark energies. The mind would love to be deprogrammed completely, but until that happens, when the light ship does this ascension, there's no more mind energy. And so the mind necessarily is not bad, but all the programs are. And the programs that you're running are normally connected to the dark side. And so for Ed's question, how do you get out of that? You have to get yourself deprogrammed. It's not as if there's only one thing out there that's connecting to you. It's the fact that your whole life and all of your other lives have been connected to the darkness by information brought here by the negative ETs. And this is the God energy and the God plane of duality. So like I said, that people pray to deities. If you're not connecting to your heart when you pray to those energies, you can get anything coming to you. Just because you ask for Jesus doesn't mean it's going to be Jesus that walked the earth here. It could be an extraterrestrial octopus energy coming into you in the name of Jesus. So you got to be very, very careful. Or a squid energy or something like that, which will cause you harm, a snake energy. So, and they do shape shifting. They can, they're very, very sneaky, all these energies here. And they mimic the light 99.9%. And because you're using your mind to validate what's happening through a self-fulfilling prophecy, your mind will say, oh, this is a great energy. This is wonderful. But if you're not in your heart checking it out, and you don't take that time to go there, you're just fooling yourself. And, or other people are fooling you. And this is the whole teachings of Jesus, go inside. He knew about the extraterrestrials. That's who actually killed him. The dark side, the Galactic Federation, didn't want him to do his teachings and ascension preparation down here. So he was bumped off basically about 18 years early. But anyway, that's the answer, Ed. There's no instant cure for that. The whole thing is where you are right now, you're in the moment. And in the moment is where all your power is. Whatever happened to anybody in the past, it's meaningless to think about it. You have to get out of that situation and focus in the present moment. This is where the light works only. It doesn't work in the past. Doesn't work in the future. The healing that it does what will go into the past to release you. But remember, we have many, many, probably billions of programs in us here that the dark side has put into our body. So you want to be very, very careful on how you reconnect, thinking that you're hooking up to divine energy, because the divine energy is always in you, and it's never outside of yourself. There's a lot of information going out now. I guess the skulls are becoming very, very popular again, and now they're going on clothing, so be careful of that energy, you know. I'm not saying that all skulls are bad, but I'd be very, very leery about the energies because they are extraterrestrial. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have a question from Curious, but I'm not exactly sure what your meaning is, so you might want to clarify it. This is someone on the fast chat, and they're saying immortal, so they will not die in a car crash. So I'm not sure what you're asking. If you're listening still and you'd like to clarify that question, then we can take that up. We have a comment from Kyle and Adriana saying that, yeah, when people are doing healings with duality, it keeps you in duality. So you want to address that about the duality?
That's the God plane. Remember, all churches talk about basically good and evil, black and white, and they tell you that you have to have the bad to experience the good or vice versa, and then that you're down here through reincarnation because you have to figure out past lives, which is the same basic thing, you know, of duality, and the light never created duality. So the God plane is where all these energies are, and it mimics the light, and ETs brought us the God plane. So the God plane energy is what everybody goes to when you go to church, if you still do that, and the minister or priest or whoever says, now we're going to pray to God. Well, that God energy is extraterrestrial. So be very, very careful, because once you plug into that, you're hooked up. And once you're hooked up, then you have this implant in you, basically. And the implant can go off whenever it needs to. They can control you. They can control your consciousness. And there's other things in you, too, that works the same way. But basically, when you connect to anything outside of yourself, and because we're very ignorant here, we don't know the difference. We're not taught the difference here. We're just taught, you know, as you grow up, your parents probably went to church religiously, you know, every Sunday. And they follow what their parents did and everything else, and not realizing the true teachings of Jesus, which is to go within, to connect to your spirit. And if Jesus walked the earth right now, what church would he go into on this planet? If somebody wants to type in on the fast chat, it'd be interesting to see. But basically, nobody would want him, because he would say, why is everybody going to church praying to a God outside of themselves? I didn't teach that. And especially on the Christian churches, you know. So right away, they would probably bounce him out of the church as quick as possible, because they would not want him to disclose to you the truth. And that's basically it. You don't need anything outside of yourself to connect to for your divinity. It's with you. This program is only on here on the air to get you to understand that you have it within inside of yourself, and that light only works in the now. So just remember that. Light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now, anything in the future, is dark side energies. And that's your horoscope. That's the planets controlling you. That's your parallel lives. That is typically even your past lives that you've had here. That's all dark side energies. So your only hope for yourself is to get into the present moment. You know, you don't have to regurgitate the past, although it will actually come forward because you have to release it out of your body. But the main thing is that you don't want to dwell upon anything in the past, because the past is there just to keep you entrapped. So you want to move on from that. You want to heal the past and move on and stay in the moment. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. On the fast chat, we had a request from, I guess it's the kids of Sylvia and Rob in Canada. And they're requesting an anger clearing.
Okay. So we'll do that here. Everybody just sit back here. The light ship will do it. You can watch the light beam on the screen here. And it's changing frequencies here. On my screen, she looks kind of sad. How does your screen look, Sylvia? She would have changed personalities a little bit.
I actually am having a little bit of trouble with my screen right now and my pictures, but
okay.
I felt that energy that you said.
Yeah, so she's sad because of the entrapments that people have here. But here we go. We're going to do an anger clearing here. And if you've been on the show before, you'll notice how the light being does change. When I do healings on people, if you have a photograph of yourself or someone else, as they do the healings, you will actually see the energy on the photograph physically change. The colors will change sometimes. The eyes will become brighter as they do healings. If you get a picture of yourself, say 10 years ago, and I do a healing on you, pull it out again and look at it, and you will look different because it rewrites your history. So here we go. Anger clearing. So we'll go back 5 days. So 5 to 8 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Boy, a lot of energy there. Do that one again. Some of you really have stuff there. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. There we go. And these are sample healings that do your whole lifetime, going from this present moment back to conception. So if you're interested in having yourself get rid of stuff, relief is only 1 hour away. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a request from Pranav to bring us to the present moment.
Okay, so everybody can live in both places at once, besides the now, the present moment. So for those of you who live in the future, we'll bring you back into the moment here. So here we go. Count to 10 backwards, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great. Those of you who live in the past, I'm going to bring you to the present moment. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. Wonderful. So you should feel a shift in energy. You're right in the present moment now. And this show's been on for about a half an hour. Feels like about 2 minutes to me. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's talk for a little bit about what you were mentioning earlier when you were talking about, not to connect to sources outside of ourselves, not to, in a sense, give away our own, personal energy or personal power to these outside sources. So let's say someone has done that, inadvertently, or you didn't really know any better, or for some reason that's happened. How do we undo those connections that have been made?
Well, the light ship, I do special healings. Like I said, an hour is about what most of them take, and I can disconnect you from this lifetime from different attachments that you've been with. One of those could be like a spell and curse healing. Another one could be taking you out of the religious dogma that's here. Let's say that you were raised Catholic and you went to church until maybe yesterday and you want to now get released from all that dogma. Well, I can do that. It takes an hour to do your whole lifetime. So the light ship will do that for you. That's about the only way that I know of that you can get healed, because it's so complex. If most of you knew what I knew, you would just shake your head and just wonder how people can be so intertwined with these energies. It's not like when you connect to them, like, you're giving your permission, you see, to have them connect back to you. Once you connect, that connection is made, and you are automatically plugged in, and they plug you into their system, okay? So whether you say, no, I don't want that, it doesn't make any difference. You are plugged in to the dark side energies. And the churches plug you into the duality energies of the God plane, the God energy, we'll say, of good and evil. These are all extraterrestrial energies that are out there to dilute your power, to keep you from being self-realized. And what you should have done was went to your heart initially, but those teachings are not available. So, unfortunately, whenever you do a prayer, for someone, you're typically giving them psychic energy. You're not using your heart. You might be doing it now if you've heard this program a few times, but most people, they go right to their head and they do a psychic attack interview to someone else. And if they pray to a god or ask God for help and assistance, right away then you're bringing in that ET energy to you, ET God energy, you know, like the movie in 10,000 BC, or, you know, you can look at the mist. That's where they opened up a vortex, whatever word you want to use there, and allowed other beings to come in here, and they'll connect to you. The notice on that movie was physical. But just think what isn't physical. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And once you're connected to that, so let's just say if you watch the movie 10,000 B.C., and you saw that God energy there, well, what's that God energy attached to? That being that was extraterrestrial, that connected to all those people, mind-controlling them to kill people and to ravage different villages, etc. You know, it's awfully bad. So all those people were mind-controlled. And then you look at the movie The Mist. Just think if you had that being, that monster, we'll call it, attached to you that you couldn't see physically. And now you did a prayer for someone, and by connecting them to you psychically as you do your prayer work, now you're connecting them to that same being that you connected to pray for help and guidance and healing, okay? This is why I said you have to go to your heart center. So on one hand, yeah, it gets very, very scary, which is just from ignorance of not knowing what the truth is. Once you know the truth, then you can get out of it. But that's the whole process. And it's very sad the way the dark side is controlling this planet and allowing things to be the way it is. Remember, the heart energy that works in the now will never kill anything. Some of you probably have had that situation to where you're really heart-centered and you're really afraid to swat a fly or to kill a spider. So instead what you do is you may capture it maybe in a jar and take it outside. Well, that's because you're using your heart energy. Even though it could possibly hurt you, you know, you still want to not kill it because it is a creation. Although some of those energies are extraterrestrial, but I won't get into that. But here we go, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, let's see. Well, we have a request from Lightheart for bringing in Metatron through the light being.
Okay, so I'll just talk about that here. I've known people who went to particular classes. They became, in a sense, like a master to that particular teaching, and they bring in Metatron, and they have special attunements sent to them at a certain time once a week, and they allow themselves that time, maybe during lunchtime or something, and they get into their car or something and sit back and meditate, and they get what's known as a transmission. You probably have heard of transmissions from energy. So this is God plane energy. And so these people will have Metatron bring them information. Well, that's the God plane energy. It's not from the light ship. So that's the most unfortunate thing, is that they think they're bringing in a divine energy. You have all the words down here about who and what Metatron is, and at that point you bring in something that is not of the divine energy. So here we go. This is the energy from the light ship of the spirit of Metatron, and this is pure light energy coming. Each one of these masters that we do bring in off and on are pure light, but they're just a fraction of the light itself. So they decided to work with a particular, we'll just use the word ray frequency. That's kind of the New Age talk, the different color rays. So they'll bring in a certain energy of what they want to be known for. So here comes Metatron. You have your own experience here. And here we go. I'll count to 10 as it comes into the light beam. Remember, it'll only come into your heart center. So if you feel it trying to come into your head, then that's the God plane energy of Metatron trying to connect to you. Metatron from the light ship only comes to the heart. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I'll put some music on so you can just sit back and relax. And again, ask for guidance, healing. Okay. We have something on the fast chat here from Caroline. It says, I got tricked into doing an ET meditation on the Shar site. I don't know what that is, but at the end of it, said to leave part of you on the ship. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I was upset. Yeah, that's not good. So yeah, you don't want to leave any of you anywhere. It has to be with you, okay? I went to a workshop, or I heard about a workshop, to put it that way, back in New York, and this lady starts out the workshop, and she says, well, the ET guides are here, your guides are here, and they're going to take you out of your body to have this experience. That's the first opening words, I guess, of her presentation. Oh, my God, what are you doing to these poor people? The last thing you ever want to do is be out of your body, number one. Number two, you always want to go to your heart. These teachings are so simple, but you have to realize that the negative ETs out there have got a hold of humanity. And a lot of this crap, I'll use that word, I could use another word, but it's the same, is out there being taught to everybody, and these practitioners are really, really plugged in to the dark side. They don't even know it. And they believe that they're doing the right thing, helping people. But yet, they just don't understand how much harm they're causing everybody who comes into their workshops, who come into what they're doing. Because, like I said, once you're plugged in, you're plugged in. It's very unfortunate. So this is why you wish to backpedal and to stay in the moment. Another good show is They Live. It's an older show, probably in the middle 80s or something. You may want to look at that, too. So I recommend three movies, They Live, 10,000 B.C., and The Mist. And those will get you kind of plugged into what's out there and how these things can affect your life. And the main thing is, it's just to, like I say, always go to your heart center. On all these shows that we have, you know, I have probably, I don't know, maybe close to 300 archives now. They're all the same. They're all going to your heart. Stay connected to yourself. Don't go outside of yourself. And be in the now. The light only works in the now. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have a request from Mila for a sensory body clearing.
Okay. So the sensory body, now this is, again, a sample. These are normally about 80% effective for you for the time that I'm doing it, because if you want to have that healing done for yourself, you have to have a full life healing. Just going on the archives, you know, a couple hundred times for the same healing is not going to be effective. In fact, the light ship probably would not even honor that if you're trying to do that. These sample healings are for you to understand that they work, and that if you feel anything with this, you need to have it done for yourself. So here we go. This is a sensory body. And this is how you sense life here on this planet. And sometimes people get very, very overloaded and overstimulated. So here we go. Going back 5 days. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And I also do these healings to anybody on the planet here. I don't have to talk to them in person. And they don't even have to know about it. You just connect with me, and the light ship will do it on an absentee basis, and that's how it works. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I'll just share. We have a comment from Kyle and Adriana on the fast chat that you can watch the whole, I guess, movie, They Live, on YouTube.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I guess the whole point that we've been making today that you've been talking about, Ron, is that you don't want to go outside of yourself, and you certainly don't want to give part of your spirit energy or your spirit away to someone, or let them take it away or do something with it.
Yeah, let them
you want to be whole and complete.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want it stolen. You want to bring it back to you and be fully present with you, whole and complete, in the present moment. So that's a good way to judge if you're reading about a particular, you know, healer or healing work or something that they're talking about. Always go to your heart center. Always check with your own divine spirit within you and look at it, you know, look at what they're really saying. You know, are they saying that they can do something with your, you know, with your spirit? You know, replace part of it, take part of it out, or any of those things? And that just doesn't sound, you know, right. You have to check that with your spirit.
Yep,
so,
that's true. You want to go to your IGS, internal guidance system.
Yeah. Yep, better than any other guidance system you could possibly go to. And that's something that really, if you look at a lot of New Age metaphysical teachings, a lot of them are not self-empowering. A lot of them are saying that, you know, you need this outside of yourself and you need that and you need this person to tell you this and that. And very rarely do you hear that your spirit knows and your spirit is the conduit and connection to the divine, and you don't have to go outside of yourself to find out your spiritual truth.
Yeah, I had that that presented to me in three major locations: in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo, in San Francisco the New Living Expo, then back in New York the New Life Expo. And people have come up to me at each one of these and say, what tools can you give me? And they go, well, you know, I don't mind. I'd love to go to your workshop or love to go to your lecture, but I need to have some tools. I look at them and I go, you know, why do you need to have tools? There's no such thing as tools. You already have all the tools with you. And then I watch people going from booth to booth to booth. They pay whatever it costs to get in. We'll just say it's $10. And somehow they want to see about 50 different practitioners, if not more, and have them all get their, you know, people to lay their hands on them and do this and that and the other, taking all that psychic energy from these people. And, man, it's just crazy, you know, what people try to get or try to want to get or steal from people or get a freebie or something. It's just incredible to watch. And then the person leaves all messed up. I've talked to people, and they say, I know you're coming into town, Ralph, but I just can't go to that event because the energy of the practitioners there are just so awful, and I'm very sensitive, and I get all this energy that whacks me out. Well, that's true, because they're bringing in all kinds of dark energy in as these practitioners are working, using the God plane energy of mind control to attach people to that. Remember, when somebody touches you with your hands, okay, if you notice, a lot of people typically may not want to touch your hands or to shake hands with you. So a lot of people bow instead. You're going to find that will be probably more conscious of most people now because they don't want to take on the crud, the crap from somebody else as soon as they touch you physically because you are getting into their energy field. So most people just kind of stand back and bow at somebody. And then they may say the Namaste thing, okay? And that's perfectly fine. Now you get a practitioner. We'll say that they went through some religious teachings for the religion, and they say, I want to open yourself up to love. So you walk into this booth of someone, and they start putting their hands maybe on your crown chakra. Well, what are they really doing? You know, they were taught by some maybe guru or somebody, some practitioner, about doing this type of healing. And as soon as they touch your crown chakra, all of a sudden you're connected. Your direct link, which is your spirituality, you know, is now plugged up with this dark ET energy. So what I'll do right now, just to help somebody out there who may have this, there's probably a lot of you here, feels like about two-thirds need this healing. We're going to clear away the dark side energy from your crown chakra. This is just a sample healing, and you're just going to have enough to probably feel this getting released from you. So remember, if you had anybody ever touch your top of your head doing healing work on you, you probably got plugged in, you know, through ignorance, basically, not knowing the truth. And a lot of, you know, nothing's wrong with that, just that now you know. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. We're going to have the light chip take away this energy from your crown chakra so you can have a little more spiritual energy coming to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So I'm going to put some music on. No, I better not. We're running out of time. We've got about 3 minutes. So we'll just see how that feels. You should feel better. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. Well, we may have time for one more request on the fast chat. Let's see. Mila is asking for Jesus and Mary Magdalene energy.
Okay, we'll bring in both of those at one time here, since our time is very short here. So here they come. So just watch the light beam. I'll put some music on here so you can feel the energies coming in. And remember, these are all heart-based energies. Remember, your spirit should be the one that says, is this good or bad for you, okay? And it will be the one that will bring it to you, allow it to come into your being if it's good. Remember, your mind will always say it's great, wonderful. Have this coming weekend, Saturday, I have our once-a-month 4-hour conference call. It starts at 1 o'clock PST. The cost on it is $60, and you're on the lightship for 4 hours having a wonderful, wonderful healing. So if you have the time and are able to tune in to come in to this wonderful conference call session, I would say do that. I recommend having a speaker phone. You can still move around. You're not tied to your phone. You can do other things if you wish, and the light beings will work with you for 4 hours doing physical healings. So, Sylvia, we got about a minute left here. Back to you.
Well, I'll just mention also about the 4-hour healing, which is that it's not just for the purpose of physical healing. This is a very special once-a-month call that is very much about ascension preparations to help you with the preparations that you need as far as enabling your body to be able to hold light energy. So it's very wonderful. The people that are on it have a beautiful experience, and it's easy to do and it's easy to take part in. So if you'd like to do that, you can just connect with Ron. I'm sure there's still time to do that before this Saturday. And other than that, I'll just say much love and blessings to all of you. Stay heart-centered, and remember that you are, part of the divine. You are connected to the divine, and everything that you are searching for outside of yourself is found right within your own heart center. So just go there whenever you feel like you need something that you're, not finding. That's the place to go. So good night, everyone. Blessings, and we'll see you Friday on Station 2 at 6:55 p.m. Pacific Time.
Okay. Blessings to all of you. And remember, then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. Blessings to all of you.
Good night, everyone.